only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Hello, Big Riggers. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, as we talk all things trucking. Those of you out there that hate the trucking industry, want to cripple America's supply chain, and love to pay higher prices, put your hands together for California Governor Gavin Newsom, as well as Joe Biden, his cabinet secretaries, and his woke advisors. Another trucking company just shut down out in California. That makes three in the past 6 months alone. Before we get into this, please like, subscribe, ring that notification bell below if you'd be so kind. Once again, late just happened, Tony's Express, trucking company based in Fontana, California, closed its doors, stranding, putting out of work 200 people. That's truck drivers, warehouse people, office personnel, after 70 years in business. And that was on the heels of family-owned, California-based, Certified Freight Logistics, shutting their doors after 95 years in business this past November 2023. Give you one more example. California-based Matheson Trucking, based in Sacramento, California. Now, Matheson Trucking was at one time the U.S. Postal Service's biggest contractor. And they just shut down this past January 2024, along with two other locations they have in Denver, Colorado, and Portland, Oregon. What's going on here, California? What's going on here, America? Joe Biden, Gavin Newsom. You think high fuel prices, inflation, your goofy EPA laws, and maybe the switch to diesel engine to all electric, you think that's going to have anything to do with it? Gavin Newsom, another stupid thing he did, which just took effect, which I'm sure has some bearing on what's going on here, is California law AB-5 just went into effect. What that did is no longer in the state of California can you be an independent owner-operator, meaning that you're the owner-operator, it's your truck, you lease on to a company. You know, you're a leased employee working on a 1099. No more in the state of California. Gavin Newsom, in his infinite wisdom, said, no such thing as a private contractor. You got to be a company employee. Okay. Why do you bother spending all that money on a truck if you can't be an owner-operator? Now you got to be either an employee of a company, which that totally against the whole idea of buying your own truck and being an owner-operator, or you go and buy an expensive authority in California and you start your own trucking company. Real good. Thank you, Gavin. Now, these shutdowns in California, we should have seen it coming. Yellow Freight, one of the biggest LTL carriers after 99 years, they shut their doors down. I never thought I'd see a day Yellow Freight go out of business. Pride Group, just last couple weeks, Pride Group, Canadian-based company with 50 locations across Canada and the United States, just filed for bankruptcy. What a lot of people don't realize is everything, I know truckers do, I know you know this, but virtually everything that the consumer eats, drinks, or wears at one time or another was delivered by a truck somewhere along the line. 70% of America's freight is moved via truck. And they're doing this shit to the trucking companies. You know, they're putting companies out of business. Operating costs are sky high with the fuel prices, the inflation, new EPA laws, which, oh, by the way, if you want to read or watch the video I did on the EPA and their changes, which start in the 2027 model year, which trucking companies as well as industry manufacturers are up in arms about this shit. But the new EPA laws take effect with the 2027 model year. Check out that video I did on that. Start writing letters, my friends. Contact your local legislators, your senators, your representatives. Yeah, they got to get off the trucking companies' backs. They got to relax these EPA laws. You know, something's got to be done here, or else, you know, think about it. Take care. Thanks a lot. Remember, like, subscribe, and ring that notification bell below. Thanks a lot. Bye.
I can't hardly wait till I'm a trucker.